Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I realize Father's Day is on Sunday and we're running out of time to do all the Father's Day bits. We need to start slamming them in. So I was like, all right, first pick. At 702-364-9898, when did you have that moment where your dad looked at you and said, don't tell your mother?
Oh.
702-364-9898. When did your dad look at you and say, don't tell your mother? Yes?
Do you want me to tell mine now?
Oh, sure.
Okay. My dad almost got into a fight with one of my brother's friends because my brother was throwing a house party. And he came home. My dad had been drinking all night. And the guy was being a jerk to my dad. So they almost got into a fist fight in the yard. And we went upstairs after they did not get into a fist fight. But he kicked him off the property. And we went upstairs, and my dad's like, don't tell your mom. So to this day, she does not know that he almost got into a fight with Randy.
Randy.
How old was Randy at the
time? Randy was 19 at the time.
Nice.
Wow.
When did you, I was riding in the back of the pickup truck, admittedly, standing.
Oh, God.
And holding on to the cab, and I nearly fell out. Like, no, this could have been bad. I probably shouldn't even be here today.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, 13. Now, to my dad's credit, he kind of may or may not have noticed that I had stood up. And we weren't going particularly fast. But he swerved to miss a pothole because we were on a gravel road. Of course we were. and I almost fell out. And so that he just... You don't need to tell your mother about this, do you? And I was like, well, especially since I'm the one that was stupid standing up in the back of a pickup truck. No, we probably don't need to tell mom. No,
from what I've heard about your mom, she would, it would have been, it would have been on you.
You know what? I'd still be dead.
Oh, my God.
She would have told me, she would have said, I'm glad you didn't die so that I can kill you myself. Honestly, that would have been it. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, I believe we may have struck gold right here. 702-364-9898, Father's Day on Sunday. When did your dad look at you and say, don't tell your mother, Wanda in Spring Valley?
Well, he had taken me to my grandma's in San Diego, and we went to Disneyland, just me and him. Yeah. And this was back, you know, like in the 70s. And, sorry, just told you how old I am.
Yeah, you'll leave that okay. part out next time. But, yeah, that's good.
And I guess we were just really busy, you know, like riding the rides and everything. And we didn't eat dinner. And at the end, we ended up getting ice cream. And he said, don't tell your mother.
Oh, ice cream for dinner. That's money. May in Southwest, when did your dad say, don't tell your mother?
Mine literally was about 2 months ago. He well, it's not so interesting. He gave me money. I was going on vacation. Terror shopping money. Don't tell your mother.
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
That's fun. Chris in Henderson, when did your dad say, oh, it wasn't your dad, it was your grandpa, but you know what, same idea. Same idea. Don't tell your grandma what?
We were going on a trip, and he got a flat tire, being stupid driving. He was off-roading, and it was, don't tell your grandma when we got the new tire.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Right?
That's awesome. This is, I'm reading through these really quick because these are really good. Jasmine, when did your dad say, don't tell your mother?
I was about 14 years ago on Thanksgiving in 2005. We got in a fist fight with two brothers.
Oh my!
You and your dad?
Yeah.
Like your brothers or like two brothers that are just friends?
Like two brothers that were like in the same area that we were.
Okay. What are y'all fighting about?
Well, one of the brothers was married to my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to mouth off to my aunt, and my dad was already intoxicated. So when he's intoxicated, he gets upset even more.
Sure.
Quicker. So he rushed the guy and started fighting the guy. The dude's brother jumped in to try and, like, help his brother fight my dad. And then I got involved because I didn't want anyone getting involved in
sure.
my dad's fight.
Yeah, they're going to jump in, then somebody's going to catch those hands. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. And my mom still doesn't know to this day.
So when the cops came out to the trailer park, what happened?
Right. Hannah in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
When did your dad say don't tell your mother?
So we were going camping and we were riding our ATVs and we came up to this really steep hill and I was like 8 or 9. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going up that. And so my dad was like, oh, you're a wussy, you know, whatever. And gets on my little ATV and tries to take it up. And he gets about halfway up the hill and the ATV starts to give up on him. So he gets off to push it. And as it flips over and starts rolling down the hill, he looks me in the eyes and goes, don't tell your mother.
Similar to the other call a moment ago, yet still different. Yvonne in Centennial Hills, when did your dad look at you and say, don't tell your mother?
I got jumped in high school. And because I grew up in the ghetto, you had to go to jail. You had to go to the detention center and your parents had to pick you up. I didn't have any scratches on me or anything like that. So when my dad picked me up because I wasn't hurt and because I didn't start the fight, he was like, don't you dare tell your mom
just
you were in the fight.
Don't tell your mom. And you went to juvie.
That's awesome.
You were the greatest. Have a great day.
Bye, bud.
You know what? We're going to swing that one around again in just a little bit. Great job.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning. On 98.5 KLUC.
It's time for the exciting new game show, Father's Day Dad Gift Price is Right. Little Jess, who's our contestant, please?
She's a nanny from the east side, Miss Natalie Thompson.
Natalie.
Hello.
Nanny.
Hi, you guys. Good morning.
A nanny.
Nanny Natalie.
Yeah, let's just, you know what? Let's get this out of the way. Are you hot?
Oh, of course.
Is it?
Of course.
Is it a problem sometimes with clients?
Oh, no. I've been working for the same family lots of years.
Okay, good. So that's out of the way. No, that's helpful. That's good. So Father's Day Price is Right. So here's the deal. Spence is going to be our Rod Roddy, as it were. And we'll read an item. Once you have, then the person who comes the closest without going over on the price wins the point.
Okay.
So, Kayla, Lil Jess, Kayla, what's your buzzer going to be?
Yeah.
Lil Jess?
Yeah.
I will go with, mine sounds too much like yours. Mine will be,
okay.
Okay. Nice.
Like a foghorn. Like
a goal horn. Thank you.
Oh, goal horn. So much better.
And then we'll buzz in, you know. And what's your buzzer going to be, Natalie?
Beep, beep.
Okay, good one.
All right.
All right, Spence, first item, please.
A Father's Day gift that can never go wrong, one pair of classic cotton black dress socks. In his Oxfords
beep, beep.
At work or in his sandals at the beach, your dad can always give him the business if the price is right.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kayla, go first.
I'm going to go $7.99.
Kayla says $7.99. Lil Jess.
I'm going $6.99.
You'll notice I've rigged this because I am the host, so I'm going last. Natalie?
Yeah.
How many?
$5.69.
$5.69. Wait, so what does everybody else have?
$7.99, and Lil Jess has
$6.99. Hmm. Well, I could go $5.70 and really screw Natalie over. Uh-huh. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go high quality black dress socks.
No, just one pair of classic cotton black dress socks.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go $3.
The actual retail price, $2.49.
Oh, we're all over.
Over.
Wow.
No, that's all right. Freaking idiot.
No, that makes sense.
We suck.
Yeah.
We're not being
a lot of
dress socks.
Oh, there it is. How much?
$2.49.
What'd I say? Three?
You said three. You're just off a little bit.
Oh,
Man, I was so I've been overpaying for those socks I've been buying for Buddy.
You're probably buying good socks.
Yeah. I know this isn't the right music, but
it's still game show music.
It's game show music. All right. There's no points. Item number two.
Dad loves his joke, so why not give him a taste of his own medicine with a best farter ever, oops, I meant father, decorative ceramic coffee mug. Poor taste, maybe, but it could be yours if the price is right.
Okay, so the coffee mug says best farter ever, but it's crossed out and it says oops, best father ever?
Oops, I meant father.
I'll go first. Okay. Since I went last time, I'll go first.
Yeah. Ooh.
Beep, beep. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot we were buzzing in. Man, I'm going to go 725.
I will go 550.
Ooh.
550. Ooh.
Kayla. Natalie.
I'm going to say 650.
650. Okay. So we have 550, 650, 725. Lil Jess.
399.
Actual retail price? $14.99.
Oh my goodness! Your boy got one.
Good job, buddy.
On the board.
On the board. All right, next item.
What dad doesn't love bacon? Indulge his desire for the salt-cured meats with a one-year membership to the King Size Bacon Freak Bacon of the Month Club. You can spread the joy of bacon and cholesterol year-round for the dad if the price is right.
If the price is right.
Okay, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, since beep, beep. Since I got that right, I should probably go first.
Yes, you have to
go first. $36.95. Book it.
Book it. Get on Amazon.
Is this the monthly package?
Yeah.
King Size Bacon Freak Bacon of the Month Club.
Bacon of the Month.
One-year membership.
Yeah, it's one year.
A one-year membership.
Yeah. Lil Jess.
$49.99.
Good one. I like yours better.
Okay.
Kayla.
I'm going to go high. I'm going to go $79.99.
Oh, goodness. $79.99. And Nanny Natalie?
$62.
$62.
I know why I like that.
$62.
Actual retail price, $179.95.
Oh, Kayla's on the board. Kayla's on the board. So the score now is...
One Chet, one Kayla. Well, just nothing. Natalie, nothing.
Okay, if you or I get this one, it's over.
Okay.
Next up, the thermal insulated swirl away drink caddy driver. Disguised as a golf driver that fits in the large pocket of any golf bag and can hold up to a liter and a half of dad's favorite booze. Your dad's golf game could get better or worse if the price is right.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
I don't like this game. Yeah!
Because you're losing?
Yes!
Badly.
All right, loser, you go first.
Oh, no, I thought I had to go first.
24. Oh, okay.
Because I won the last one.
You thought wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
No, you want to go first. You go first. There are no. You're very locked up in the rules today.
I know, and unfortunately. I'm sorry.
The rules are there are no rules. Okay, you go first then.
$24.99.
Oh, that's what I was going to guess.
Don't do that. Okay. She's way off.
Yeah.
Lil Jess.
He said, yeah. $69.99.
You want to say I'm really far off? No, with Lil Jess is $69.
She might be closer than you. Who knows?
If the price is right.
If the price is right.
$74.99.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't. All three of those are in. Okay. $74.99. Nanny Natalie needs this one to stay in the game.
$35.99.
$35.99. That's ridiculous.
Actual retail price, $49.99.
Oh!
Natalie! Nanny Natalie!
Yay! 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 All right.
All right, Lil Jess, you're out. Lil Jess, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay, you're done. You don't like this game anyway. All right, next one wins.
Dad loves the smell of beer, so why shouldn't he enjoy the scent even when he's not slurring his words and making inappropriate comments about your mom? With Duffy's Brew Premium IPA Craft Beer Shampoo, the 12-ounce bottle moisturizes, nourishes, and could be yours if the price is right.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Natalie, you have to go first. $16.99.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn it. So far, I
just messing with my strategy.
Okay.
Kayla.
$8.99.
Ooh. Ooh. $8.99.
Could just go with $9.
$8.99. No, that's not how it works. You know what? I'm going to stick with my original plan. $14.99.
Okay.
For the win, here we go.
Actual retail price, $18.95.
Nanny
Natalie wins! Yeah! Woo! Nanny Natalie is the champion of Father's Day Dad's Gift Price is Right. Congratulations. Nice job.
Oh, my God.
You were winning anyway. We're giving you Chet Buchanan Show shirts, and why don't we get you a copy of the new Jonas Brothers album, Happiness Begins, all right? Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
And with Father's Day earlier this morning, we were like, honest to God, I was like, hey, we got a lot of Father's Day bits that we need to slam in here these next couple of days. Yeah. We got to get it done. First pick this morning was spectacular. We're going to bring this back around to you fine folks who are listening now after Spence's challenge. When did your dad turn to you and say, don't tell your mother? This is so good. 702-364-9898. This can be just about any. Earlier we had everything from they had ice cream for dinner and he said, don't tell your mother. Kayla's dad told her, don't tell your mother, because he was in a fist fight in your front yard.
Almost got into a fist fight with a 19-year-old.
Solid.
Love it.
She still doesn't know?
Still doesn't know.
To this day?
He's done that so many times, too. It's quite funny. I'm carrying a lot of weight from my dad.
Fought kids? Or
No.
Or
just
said,
like,
don't tell your mother?
Don't tell your mother.
What was another one?
So we went to this thing called Mudfest. And
of course you did.
Yeah, it's so redneck. So we go to this thing called Mudfest, and we had an ATV back in the day. It was like a three-wheeler one.
Were you wearing an American flag tube top?
I was not old enough to wear tube tops at that point. But we were going the right way on the trail. We were driving, and ATCs, mind you, they are outlawed. Like, they are super, super illegal now. You can't drive three-wheeler ATCs anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So my dad had one that is highly illegal. So we're driving in the backwoods. My mom hates this thing so much because she knows how dangerous it is. We're going the right way, but there's somebody else on the trail that's going the wrong way, and you're flying down these trails, and it's a blind corner. The kid comes around. My dad swerves to miss it and clips the corner of their motorcycle, and I went flying about 20 feet into the wilderness.
Oh, sure.
Jeez.
Almost like, and we don't have helmets on. There's nothing, because, of course, we're redneck as hell. And so,
Mudfest.
Yeah. So I get back. I'm crying. I'm all bruised up. I'm like so tense. He's like, don't tell your mother.
But to Kayla's credit, she didn't spill one drop of her Natty Light.
That is true.
Not one.
That is true.
Not one. 702-364-9898. When did your dad, God bless him, turn to you and say, don't tell your mother? Love to hear your story right now.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Our P1 Karen, who lives in Boise, Idaho. Oh, I just love her. Every once in a while, I'll pop off with an email that's just spectacular. And this is the good news about having them watches that your emails, because sometimes it's super annoying during the show.
Yeah.
This one, I totally would have missed it had I not got the vibrating watch, whatever it is, notification. My dad was jaywalking and got hit by a car.
Oh, God.
Don't tell your mother.
I answered the phone when he called, and the first words out of his mouth were, don't tell your mom. I'm on the way to the hospital because I was just hit by a car.
That's funny.
But it's my own fault.
Yeah. I don't want her to worry. And additionally, I don't want my wife to think I'm a moron.
But it's my own fault. He had a broken ankle and a big egg on his forehead. He was fine other than that.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my God,
that's good. Don't tell your mother. 702-364-9898. So, Hot Girl Ryan from the Northwest. Hey, Hot Girl Ryan.
Good morning.
How's the baby?
He's amazing. He'll be one tomorrow.
Oh, happy
That's
birthday.
Amazing.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
I'm dying.
So when did your dad say don't tell your mom?
So we all wanted to go to the movies, but my mom and my older sister wanted to see one movie, and my dad and I had no interest in that. So they went to their movie, and my dad and I were trying to figure out a movie, and he said, oh, I've heard of this movie. It's supposed to be funny. Okay. So it's a scary movie, and I'm like 10.
Oh.
And 5 minutes into the movie, he leans over, and he's like, do not tell your mother we saw this. Tell her it was funny. And that's it.
That's fantastic. I don't even know where to go to. I'm trying to build these up.
Yeah.
I think we're 1 A, B, and C on these. Devin in Summerlin, when did your dad say don't tell your mother?
So when I was probably like 12 in the city we grew up in, we had like this hometown buffet that we used to go to all the time.
Sure.
So the first time before we leave, he's like putting all these Ziploc bags in my purse. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's all right, just go. So we get there. He's sliding the extra chicken and cookies and brownies to put in the Ziploc bag. He's like, don't tell your mom because she's going to be real upset. We're taking all this food back home.
Don't tell your mother. Your mother was stealing food from the buffet joint. Francesca in Southern Highlands, which we like to call So High.
It is.
Will you help us? Will you help us spread that people in Southern Highlands actually do call it So High?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. I like that. So high. Yeah. It makes me feel boozy a little.
No, that's nice. So, Francesca, when did your dad say don't tell your mother?
I had to have been like 5 or 6, and this is when we lived back in the Bay. And we were working on his car, and after we were done, he went out and to go in on a drive, and he was like, just stay here. I'm just going to go around the corner. I was like, cool. So we had a refrigerator outside, had a bunch of drinks in it. I went in there and I grabbed a can, thinking that it was soda, opened it up, took a drink. It was beer. As I'm taking the drink, I spit it out, and that's when he's pulling back in, and he comes out of the car looking just, oh my goodness, what just happened? And after he realized, like, I was okay, I was good, he goes, just don't tell your mom.
Don't tell your mom. Yeah.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.